Why is there sometimes negative energy and then others positive energy?
You know, because I think you're dealing in a world that's negative and positive, and I think that not everything in life is wonderful. And one of the things I kind of get mad at is I love, you know, when psychics say, well, you know, everything is all honky-dory in the spirit world, and we know that's not true.
How do you change that? How do you get rid of this negative energy that surrounds all of us?
I tell people, you know, I like to do stuff with water. I'm very big about cleansing with water. Depending on your belief system, if you're Jewish, you're Catholic, whatever, I like prayer. I've been very big with prayer since I'm a kid.
Now, what do you mean by cleansing with water? Are you talking about taking a shower?
No, like visualizing. Like, I do a thing. I have a fountain in my office, okay? And I like the idea of the purity of water. So
okay.
I tell people, you know, find different elements with water. I do different things, you know, after readings with people where I will go actually in the bathroom and I will have, like, a glass of water on my desk. And I will actually, you know, visualize like I'm putting their energy into that glass. And you could do that. And, you know, it's a good way of training yourself to let go of negativity.
Why would it work?
Because water is a cleansing element.
Huh.
And when you look at the principles of the idea of what water represents to us, water is constantly a cleansing aspect. When you look at the ocean, you know, hitting the rocks, what is it doing? It's cleansing.
All right, you've heard of psychic vampires.
Oh,
how do these poor people get rid of this? Because some of them don't even know they've got this horrible thing.
Oh, it's the same, you know, premise. It's like the person that I call them space grabbers. They come in and you get the headache, you know, from them after 10 minutes.
Oh, you're exhausted.
Exactly. But I tell people, you know, there's different elements in the chakra and there's different elements where you can learn to kind of immerse yourself in like a, you know, a spiritual energy. And it's really the difference. And I tell people also, like when you see really successful people, why are they successful? Because they have an air and they have an energy about themselves and they've learned to make that energy work for them.
Got to tell you a great story. Now, he lives in St. Louis, and he knows me, and he probably knows this is about him, but I'm not going to embarrass him by mentioning his first name. So there's this guy, I'll call him William. It's not his name. He would go to a place, it was a little club that a lot of people that we all know in St. Louis would go to, and I kid you not, Jeffrey, time and time again, he would empty out this lounge. He wasn't a bad guy, but nothing at all. A nice person, but he had such negative karma about him that people would wander away from him. You know, if he would like belly up to the bar, people would like belly their way back to the point where he was there with just the bartender, and she couldn't stand it. And this went on for, I'm telling you, a long, long time. And every time you'd sit next to him, he was down. Everything was down. His life was down. You know, he got a divorce, but his wife was pregnant when they got a divorce. And, you know, that's bad enough, right? You're going to have
absolutely
a kid and divorced. He had triplets.
Oh, my God.
I mean, everything went wrong for this guy. And then one day, about a year later, I ran into him in St. Louis. I had gone back there to do my shows, and he changed his clothes. He had a different haircut. He had an earring. He was wearing an earring, which was bizarre for him. But his whole energy changed, and there were people actually around him laughing. And I looked at this in a year. I saw such a transformation from someone, and I couldn't understand what had happened to him. So what did he do? How did he fix himself beyond just the physical appearance?
He changed his energy. He changed it in a visual process, which I'm sure it was the way he was projecting. And that's what happens with people. People will walk around and say, yes, you know, we always live in life where, you know, things can happen and we don't always have control over those things. And I always tell people from that standpoint, but you control your own energy. And the difference is with that is that you can turn that energy and make that energy, you know, it's like, it's kind of laws of attraction. If you send out negativity, you get negativity back. If you send out positive energy, you're going to get positive energy back. And the fact that he reworked his whole self-image is what changed.
If people are emotionally down for any given reason, are they going to carry that through their entire psychic pattern?
Oh, absolutely. I find it to be that. You know what will happen with people, too? And I find this is a very interesting pattern, too. You know, we get a lot of stuff, and I talk about this in the book, with the idea of when somebody dies. Okay, you had a terrible relationship with your dad, and you never got a chance to resolve that relationship.
Right.
Now you're a father again, okay? And, you know, you're carrying that energy back over to your next generation, and it's so, so important. And that's why I tell people at times, like, when we go through death, we make the death about us. We don't make it about the person we've lost.
Let's talk about the dead for just a moment, because there is something on that other side. Do they try to help us, or are they just trying to muddy up our affairs?
No, I think they really do try to play a role, but I think that they can only do so much. I mean, certain people, no matter what, just don't want to listen. And, you know, they go through different things, and people go through different patterns. And probably, you know, I had an interesting thing happen. I had a young lady come to me. She was about 23 years old. She had just gotten engaged. Her dad died from a heart ailment when she was 6 months, when she was in her mom's womb, when the mother was 6 months pregnant with her. And she wanted to know what her father thought of, you know, the gentleman to be. And I said to her, you know, very profoundly, I said, if you ask your mom will tell you that your dad was very, very passionate about life. And he had a very high regard, and he expected a lot from people. And your dad is telling me, you know, that he likes this gentleman, but he doesn't think anybody's good enough for you. Now, you know, you have to watch how you say things to people, because people would say, oh, my God, the psychic said, you know, my father is saying that I shouldn't marry this guy. And I said, no. I said, you have to understand the element of what your dad represented as a father. In his mind, you know, it could have been the Messiah for you. It still wouldn't have been good enough.
That's true. And on the other hand, there are some people who would take what a psychic would say as gospel and probably dump this guy.
Exactly. And that's why I tell people, when you do what I'm doing, you have to take responsibility for what you say.